cameras.
Well, and furthermore, in Israel, they won't let the satellite images be used, not even the street level, but they won't even allow the satellite. We have some sort of treaty with them, and so you won't find, if you take Google Earth and try to look up Israel, you won't see it.
Well, you know what I don't like?
It's just missing, huh?
What I don't like is that I'm kind of numb to it because I think, I don't know, I'm used to them doing whatever they want. I mean, I Googled my house, I could see my backyard.
Have you gone?
And I was kind of outraged, but then it was like, oh well.
And if you go into the street and get on that street view, you can drive right down the street on your computer. It's kind of cool.
It is very cool, but it is pretty
imposing. And if anybody happened to be walking across the street or like on one
standing
street
in a window,
Fernley, I'm looking at streets in Fernley and I see this little girl on a little scooter going down the street. Yeah. So she's like immortalized.
I had to look to see what car was in my driveway to try to get an idea of the time it was taken.
Well,
it was a little old. It was several years old.
They could zoom right in there, man.
Oh, really? So you didn't recognize the car?
No, I knew whose car it was. It was our daughter, but she hasn't lived with us for a number of years, so I could tell that the photo was kind of old.
Well, they got to update it. Yeah, they're going to be updating.
I don't know. Will they update?
Yes, of course they will.
Oh, I guess.
What do you think? Yeah, when they get the money, they will.
I want that job. I mean, how hard is that job, just drive around with your camera running?
Okay, anyway, back to my story.
Okay, sorry.
The paper's roughly 200 employees are now out of jobs, but free to apply for positions within the News International, which is another leg of the same paper. Mm. So what are they doing? They're folding one and opening another one.
This is News Corp's Rupert Murdoch.
Yeah,
he owns the Wall Street Journal and Fox News.
And a lot of other things, yeah. So that's just one less business he has to worry about. Closing tomorrow. World News. Okay.
New York Times says he's lying.
Lying about what?
That he's not closing that tabloid because of the hacking scandal. He's already had plans to close the tabloid months ago.
Maybe he started the hacking scandal.
He's just kind of using it for to
publicity.
Feed a new, yeah, for publicity.
Gosh,
I'm disappointed. I was just going to start reading that paper.
Me too.
Yeah,
I did start reading
it. What was like
any of us even know the name of this tabloid?
New World. Yes, the New World. New World. Let me see right here.
It's just like
New
World
paper,
a restaurant.
Yeah. New World, where is it?
A restaurant that I go by. I see the restaurant has a close sign on it, and I think, darn, I never got there in time.
What was the name of that restaurant? Yeah. Okay, they say it's deplorable, unacceptable. Where's the name? News of the World.
Is this like an English National Enquirer?
It's a 168-year-old newspaper in Britain. 168 years.
Well, who wants to read old news? Yeah. That's really old news.
It's not quite.
That's got to be out of date.
Not quite like the Inquiry, but they do have some juicy stories in it, like these that we're talking about now. And they're probably selling a lot of papers on Sunday. Tomorrow's their last issue, so it could be a publicity ploy. Mm. Who knows? JP, what do you got on your agenda for some hot topics this week?
Casey Anthony. I came at it from a different direction.
All right, let's get to that then.
Tired of people going to jail for lying when they didn't commit the underlying crime.
Okay, here's the thing. Let's take a break because this is going to be a long segment here.
Okay.
We're going to take a break, and then when we come back, we'll talk a little bit about Casey Anderson trial. It's still on everybody's mind. Feel for the girl. You're with Broadview on Fox. Ooh, I almost said it.
You did.
On the buzz. Ooh, Fox Buzz.
The Buzz.
With the price of gas skyrocketing, I'm glad the Sears Auto Center offered me advice on which types of motor oil can help reduce engine friction and improve my car's efficiency, which is something I could really use right now.
Come into Sears Auto Center July 8th and 9th and get a $19.99 oil change. No coupon necessary, no shop fees. And earn $20 in Shop Your Way rewards points to use on your next oil change. Plus, find hot buys on Cooper Response Touring tires. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
McCall from Rochester writes, what's your favorite hobby?
My favorite hobby is saving people money on their favorite hobbies. I quite enjoy connecting people who'd like to save money insuring their RVs, motorcycles, and ATVs through Geico.
That counts as a hobby? I thought that was your job.
Well, as the saying goes, love what you do and you won't work a day in your life.
Wow. If you're not working, that sure leaves a lot more time for camping and motorcycle riding.
Call Geico today for a free rate quote. Geico, saving people money on more than just cars.
Roofit.com would like you to meet George.
Hi there.
George has been sitting on that bar stool pretty much every night for the last 5 years trying to meet someone.
How you drink?
George is having problems facing the facts.
Okay, maybe next time.
Fact is, more dating, more romances, more marriages begin online at places like Cupid.com than ever before. We have a huge database with all kinds of people in your area looking to meet people like you.
It's kind of like being in a stadium full of
people that want to meet you.
That you could chat with one-on-one. Fact, you can join for free. You can even download an app to your mobile phone. Log on through Facebook. Chat endlessly using as many different high-tech ways as you want. And if you'd like to arrange a first date, you can meet in a bar.
Buy a drink.
Or not. Fact is, more and more people are finding out every day that dating is even easier online with Cupid.com.
Hey, this is attorney Joey Gilbert. Have you been hurt at work, injured, or in an auto accident? I will fight for you. Call me at 888-224-8808 or find me online at joeygilbertlaw.com.
And welcome back to Broadview on The Buzz. Here with JP, JP Attitude, and Steve Aussie. And, I want to talk about this Casey Anthony, but I think it's going to be a longer segment. I don't think we can get it all done in 5 minutes. Want to try? Or
let's try.
Okay. All right. What do you have to say about it, JP?
You just
got into it all, and you're regurgitating
everything.
Yeah,
I told you last week I didn't pay much attention to the case. But when she was convicted
of
lying.
When she was acquitted. Oh, to the cops?
And acquitted of everything else. It reminded me of Martha Stewart and Libby. I'm still mad about Martha Stewart and Libby going to prison. Because what is this all about when you lie about it and you didn't commit a crime? I mean, that's ridiculous.
Well, here's the four lies. She lied about whether her daughter was missing, first of all. Her mother knew she was missing. About 2-year-old Kaylee being in the custody of a nanny. She lied to the cops during an investigation. Having a job at Universal Studios. She took him out to Universal Studios, which cost a lot of money. And then all of a sudden said, I don't work here. And they had to go back.
They wandered around, and she was going to show them the office, and she admitted it.
Yeah. Sticking to her lie. And then finally, having received a phone call from Kaylee. And she never received a phone call from Kaylee. There's the four lies. And that was because she was under investigation of the missing child, and she lied to the cops.
Yeah.
I was really surprised that they didn't convict her of the other charge.
Manslaughter?
The endangered child endangerment.
Neglect. I think child
was it neglect?
Yeah. It was criminal neglect, but you know why they couldn't?
Why?
It's because you can't neglect a dead person. Once they knew she was dead, she wasn't neglecting anybody. And so technically by the law, that's why they dropped that.
So you're saying honestly and truly, they charged her with the wrong things.
Yeah, a lot of people think that if they wouldn't have gone for the murder trial, the standards that the jury might have gone by might have been a little bit more lenient.
Yeah, I believe so too.
And, you know, there's a new Kaylee's Law that has started in 5 states that has been drafted where it varies from state to state, but one of them, it's a felony if you don't report your child missing after 24 hours. And, of course, she took 30 days. I heard another one where they varied by the age of the child. A younger child, you had a shorter time that you had to report. But anyway, that might help.
Well, that was another lie, though, that she told, that she was with the babysitter. And I'll tell you, I'm just going to say, my very first initial feelings about the whole thing was that it was drug related and that she was at a babysitter's and they were threatening her. I don't know why I thought this. I mean, I'm not psychic. I'm a little psycho, but I'm not psychic or anything. But it just seemed to me she was out partying and having a good time, not worried. Now, she didn't act like a woman who knew her child was dead. I mean, unless she was on some really heavy sedatives, but then she wouldn't be dancing and romping her butt around like she
was. She'd have to be a sociopath not to keep partying when she knows her daughter just died.
Right. So knowing the swimming pool thing just threw a big wrench in my bucket. I just went, what? Where'd that come from?
Is that something they just made up? We don't really know,
do we? We don't really know. And nobody ever will know.
But just like the accusing the father of child molesting.
Father and covering up the murder. I mean, would someone really actually get up and tell the world that was true if there wasn't some kind of honesty in it?
Yeah,
some kind of truth?
Would.
Like the prosecution said, who would take an accident and turn it into a murder?
Yeah, what would be the reason behind that?
Right.
Because the mother was going to be mad? Because the grandmother was going to be mad, he
showed
said?
Pictures that Kaylee could get out the door. She couldn't pull the ladder up.
But she could climb up the ladder.
They left the ladder up, maybe. Yeah. But, you know, if you saw the child, you'd get on the phone, call 911 right now. You don't
the
decide
grandpa?
To,
the mother? I mean, somebody would, wouldn't they?
Yeah, you don't
one of the
decide
two of
to take the baby and then put tape on its mouth and then go hide it in the swamp.
Well, especially, I'm not going to laugh at that, but I don't think that's exactly what happened. And they're not even sure that the tape was put on her mouth before her body was decomposed. Mm-hmm. I mean, they really couldn't come up with a way that the child died. That's why they couldn't convict her.
The story is more about the justice system now than it is about
Kaylee.
Well,
I think the justice system did their job. They could not convict her on what they had.
But it's a mess. I mean, 3 years it took them to have a trial.
Well,
that's ridiculous.
Thank goodness they didn't convict her on a messy, messy thing. I mean, there was nothing in there that totally said she did that. Her lies, her parents, who knows who's lying? You know, her mother finally said she was looking for the chloroform, you know, and the the different things online, and then not the net breaking that came up, you know, because you know how it comes up, weird stuff when you're Googling. You know, it can come up. One thing leads to another. But then they said she was actually at work. I mean, so many lies. So woman. What do you think is going to happen now? I mean, what is going to happen to the family? Can they get back together? Can they?
Well, there are already two lawsuits
therapy.
In the works against Casey. One by the police department because of all the manpower they used looking for a child that she apparently knew was already dead.
Searching, yeah.
And then somebody else is coming in. Oh, the nanny is...
Oh, the nanny, yeah. Like she's the only zany or zanny in the whole world?
She
I thought that was pretty stupid.
She was, her reputation was ruined by this whole
thing. Yeah, well, she's just taking an opportunity. That's an opportunist.
And did you notice that once she was acquitted, the next day she shows in court, she goes from the kind of conservative button-up shirt, now she's got a more...
letting it all hang out.
She is. And
well, she's going to need a place to stay. You think her parents are going to take her in? I mean, are they?
And she was smiling, and she gave a wink, I think, to... I don't know if it was a judge or something, so...
Okay, now listen to this, though. Here is the wackoness of life. I'm sure she has a stack of letters. People write to prisoners. Even the murderous ones.
Have you done that, Jay?
No,
you sound like
no,
you know
yet.
What you're talking about.
I haven't, but I do know about some of these things.
You wrote OJ,
but they
you?
Do. No, I couldn't believe he did that either. Don't go there. No, they write to him. And she probably has. I mean, I'm sure she has book offerings. She has movie offerings. She's going to be a very wealthy woman. She can afford to hire some bodyguards.